Massachusetts is the only state that has a scandal, an ongoing scandal involving electronic benefit transfer cards. And one of the guys who's been talking about it is Steve Robinson, and he's a reporter for the MaineWire.com. And he filed a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, last year with Governor LePage's administration to get the EBT records for the state of Maine. And he broke the story a couple of weeks ago. And it's just, you can imagine what was in it, all sorts of taxpayer money, temporary aid to needy families being spent at the Disney World, at liquor stores, at strip clubs, at tattoo parlors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so now the state's been in an uproar ever since then, state government anyway. And we had him on when the story first broke, but I wanted to have him on today just to give us an update on what's been going on. Steve Robinson, thanks for being back with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me on, Howie.
So what's the latest? How are the moon bats taking your expose?
Well, not very well, Howie, as you might have imagined. There seems to be a coordinated effort to keep their heads buried in the sand and minimize the true extent of welfare abuse.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's this popular myth among the moon bats that the extent of abuse is just 0.2% of all transactions here. But they're kind of making their own fuzzy math when they draw those conclusions, because one of the things is when we showed people using their EBT cards in Disney World and Hawaii, and if you're using your EBT card there just once or twice, and then coming back to Maine and using it at, say, a Hannaford or a Walmart, those transactions look normal. They don't look suspicious like the transactions in Florida. But should you have an EBT card at all if you can afford to take a vacation to Florida or Hawaii?
Right. I mean, Hawaii especially. I mean, you can get a cheap airline fare to Florida if you follow closely. But Hawaii, there's no such thing as a real cheap fare, right?
I mean, yeah, that or the U.S. Virgin Islands. I mean, that one was really crazy.
So how much did they spend in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
In the U.S. Virgin Islands, it was right around $500 or $600. It kind of looked like just one person down there on vacation. But what I've been trying to get people to understand, and it's really been like talking to a brick wall, is that if you've got someone, it's a cash system. It's completely unaccountable. They can make a withdrawal from an ATM and do whatever they want with it.
Right.
And they've admitted that on one end of the spectrum. Some of the liberal advocates for the poor have said, just because they make a withdrawal in a strip club or a liquor store doesn't mean they're spending it on strippers or liquor. But just because you make a withdrawal from a Walmart doesn't mean that you're spending it at a Walmart either. Cash, you can spend it on whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, how often do you find, geez, I don't have any cash. There's a strip club. Let's go into the strip club and use their ATM and get 100 ones out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what I was looking for, was ones and twos.
So they actually said this was in a story?
Yeah, yes, this was in a Portland Daily Sun story. There was someone from Maine Equal Justice Partners. And there's all kinds of groups with really nice sounding names.
Maine
like that.
Equal Justice Partners. Yes. Okay. Who are the partners here?
the partners are the taxpayers, and then the people who are reaching into the taxpayers' wallet to give money to welfare.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's a public-private partnership, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone private is reaching into the public's wallet. You're right. Okay, I understand how those kind of partnerships work. Well, you sent me an email, and you said a UMaine professor has been tweeting about this.
Oh, yes. Amy Freed, she's a professor of political science. She's very vocal. She writes a blog for the Bangor Daily News. And what she said immediately after we published the story about people using their EBT cards in all 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska, she tweeted something to the effect that people have a constitutional right to travel.
They do, but why should they travel on my dime or your dime?
Yeah. I know a couple of lobstermen working down on the coast, some woodsmen, so some farmers, they all have a constitutional right to travel, but they're not doing it on other people's dime.
Right. Exactly. What has she? Has this woman done any? Where does she work? She's at Orono is that where she works? Orono.
Yeah, she's up at Orono. She teaches a political science class there.
Yeah, and has she tweeted anything else crazy like this?
Oh, I mean, she's a prolific tweeter, Howie. I'll just put it at that. she regularly defends the Democratic Party's agenda, but you know, this is up apart with her previous messages on the welfare state here in Maine. But the real bonker crazy thing was the Bangor Daily News just had this on their front page, and the title was "Mainers Using EBT Cards in Unusual Places."
You mean like it's some kind of feature story? You mean,
yeah.
Like it's like you know, oh, some of those wacky locals bought an old style punch board at a garage sale in Berlin, New Hampshire, or something like that. And then instead of saying the unusual places are Disneyland, Disney World, Hawaii, the strip clubs, the casinos, right?
Yeah, and what I thought was interesting is that the story studiously avoids any mention of the fact that the main wire is the one who brought this to attention, and no one would know about this if we hadn't done reporting. And further, the story tries to cast it as if the Democratic Speaker of the House, Mark Eves, is some big welfare reform crusader who's trying to save children and prevent their parents from using their EBT cards at liquor stores and smoke shops.
Well, after you broke the story a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that they were saying that they were trying to confirm it. You know, they weren't sure whether or not. Yeah, I mean, you'd been given the stuff by the LePage administration, and Paul LePage, the governor, had announced that these were the findings, and yet they were still pretending that it was that these were just unconfirmed reports.
Well, I think that the truth is that these big, mighty newspapers, the real pros, didn't want to admit that they'd gotten scooped by an upstart conservative online news service.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are the people saying? I mean, what are the people saying? I mean, are you getting a lot of, I mean, are people angry about this? Is it taken off on, you know, we're a Maine talk radio outfit, but we're also out in other states. I mean, how about the other Maine talk shows? Are they picking up on this big time?
Yeah, they are. And I think the conversation, the feedback that I've been getting from average Mainers on social media and people calling me up to talk with me about it, it's a combination of, you know, outraged, glad you brought this to our attention, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. I got a phone call from some people who want to look into, you know, just about every other welfare program that the state offers. But I talked with one of the state's fraud investigators.
Yeah.
And this guy works out of just one city here in southern Maine, and he said every rock he turns over, he finds an instance of what's quite likely welfare fraud going on. I mean, people are collecting welfare benefits from jail. You know, you have people lying about their spouses, hiding income. You know, it's rampant between the abuse and fraud. And I just don't think that the moon bats in the liberal media can continue to ignore it, because it's something that just resonates with the people of Maine so strongly.
You know, Steve, we're talking to Steve Robinson from the MaineWire.com, and he's the one who broke the story about he's kind of like the Shauna O'Connell of Maine. He's the one that broke the story about the welfare fraud that's going on with EBT cards up there. You know, I can't understand why the Moonbats continue to defend the system when it's so indefensible. I mean, you would think that they would want to crack down on the fraudsters so that there would be more money for the, you know, I hate to be judgmental here, but the deserving poor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would, but I think it's all political. And the left up here has criticized Governor LePage for making a big deal out of welfare abuse because they say he's politicizing the issue. But in the same token, they don't want to admit that there needs to be reform, because it would give Governor LePage yet another victory in terms of significant public policy that really Maine people can identify with. And at the same notion, right now the big debate up in Augusta is whether or not we're going to expand our medical welfare program, MaineCare, to cover another 70,000 individuals, able-bodied individuals nonetheless.
Able-bodied. You said here that they want a bill too that would require welfare seekers to look for three jobs before getting assistance. Now we were talking about this last week, and a guy texted me in, and he said that he put a classified ad somewhere, and he got a couple of people responded, and they were exactly what he needed, and he called them both back and said, "I'll hire you." They weren't related or anything. He called them back separately, and both of them said, We don't want the job, but we only applied because we had to to keep getting the unemployment. We're not gonna go back to work till we use up our unemployment."
Anecdotes, Howie. Anecdotes.
I know these are just anecdotes. Exactly
there was,
right.
There was another radio program right on one of the same stations that you're on, where they were talking about the EBT card abuse, and someone called in with a story exactly like that. How someone applied for a job and said, "Oh no, I don't really want this job. Trying to check off a box so I can keep getting my welfare." And one of the more liberal hosts responded, "That's just an anecdote. I'm sure that's just very, very uncommon. No one ever tries to game the system, Howie." But that bill in particular, that came from the House Republican leader Ken Fredette, and the Democrats rejected it originally, and the governor has reintroduced it. But, you know, how preposterous to make someone apply for a job, you know, just look for three jobs before getting on the dole.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the second bill that the Republicans and Governor LePage are interested in would tighten up the exemptions in the temporary aid to needy families statute that allows people to skip out on job training for almost any reason. Yeah, this is the thing. All of these welfare laws have these loopholes that are big enough to drive a Mack truck through. You know, I mean, almost any reason, you know, you got a sick grandmother. They don't even ask you. They just say, that's terrible. They don't even check to see if your grandmother, if you have a grandmother, right? They just check it off. I mean, everybody is there's a conspiracy between the caseworkers and the social workers, or a lot of them, and the deadbeats, and the conspiracy is against the taxpaying public.
Yeah, when in doubt, give it out. That's the prevailing mantra of the employees at the Health and Human Services Department.
Right, right. Have you got the Bangor Daily News in front of you? Mainers using EBT cards in unusual places. I'm just interested in what the lead is.
Yeah, I'll.
How pathetic.
I can pull it up online right now. I mean, it's pretty beautiful. One thing that it does note, and which I think is important, is that all of this abuse is completely legal.
Yeah.
You know, until we do something to crack down on the amount of cash that they can pull out,
right?
You know, all of this is going to be legal. And that's why one of the things that there's been a lot of confusion around, is this abuse or is it fraud? Well, fraud is something that needs to be proven by a court. What we're looking at is abuse.
Yeah, exactly. So you got that. You got the lead there?
Hang on, I'm trying to find it right
okay.
now.
Because I'm looking at this thing in the quote in the Portland Daily News. Because someone used an ATM machine in a casino, for example, or a liquor store, does not mean they spent those dollars on gambling or liquor. This sounds like Casablanca, you know? I'm shocked to find that there is gambling going on in this establishment.
All right, so here's the lead, and this is from Lindsay Tice of the Lewiston Sun Journal, but they have a content sharing agreement with the Bangor Daily News.
Okay.
All right, so it's they were at smoke shop ATMs when they used their welfare cards to withdraw cash, at racetracks, at tattoo parlors, even at Disney World area resorts in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. One example after another of apparent spending by Maine's welfare recipients was contained in data released by the state last week. Lawmakers immediately called it misuse, abuse, fraud, but can also be called something else completely illegal.
and they wonder why no one's reading their papers anymore, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, pardon me, but I just went with the more, you know, maybe call it sensational, but I just said they're using their EBT cards in all 50 states, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. I don't know. Maybe I should rethink the way I'm writing leads.
Oh, man, it's completely legal. That's the problem. It is completely legal. Oh boy, if people want to read your findings, Steve, where do they go?
They can go right to themainwire.com. And you know, we're just an online news source only, but we give people news from a conservative perspective, something that they're not going to see in the Bangor Daily, and certainly not in the Portland Press Herald. So we hope they'll favorite us, bookmark us, and keep coming back.
Okay, Steve, we appreciate you being with us, and you've done a great job on this, and keep plugging away, and you know. But again, you gotta now. I think we're ahead of you though here in Massachusetts again, at least in the number of EBT cards in one person so far. But there's a long way to go in this year, you know.
Yeah. If we can break that record, I'll let you know.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. That's Steve Robinson from themainwire.com. If you want to read up on